Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the people who they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything with no stress. With their help, I could finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. Okay, everybody. Happy Monday. Welcome, as always, to our Ask Me Anything episode. We take your questions freedom@charliekirk.com. Randy Weikart, the head of the American Federation of Teachers, targets Turning Point USA. I think that a college football rule should be repealed and deregulated. That's right. We talk about college football in this episode. And we also talk about the Israel-Hamas conflict. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Let's start with this one. Isaac from Oklahoma. Charlie, did you see the news about a man who is considered to be one of the hottest women in the world? What are your thoughts? So, Maxim, Australia, they compose a list every year, apparently, of the Hot 100 of who are the hottest people in the world. Maxim, Australia, names a man to be one of the hottest 100 women in the world. A transgender fake woman is considered to be one of the quote-unquote hottest people on the planet. Now, I think Maxim is half doing this just to try to get attention, to be perfectly honest. I think half of this is just a PR gimmick. But the fact that this is tolerated is not new, actually. Dylan Mulvaney last week, man who pretends to be a young girl, received an award of a woman's award. And it's quite interesting to me. And it does introduce a picture of how tolerant Western women are at the repeated deterioration of exactly what womanhood is. And I see this on college campuses, is the indifference that so many young ladies have. They say, oh, well, if someone else wants to understand our struggle and sympathize with what we are as a woman, welcome aboard, is what I hear. Sure, you can of course be a female. And it's an absolute complete war on biological reality. And Clemson University is another example of some of this insanity. So at Clemson University, they decided to remove feminine hygiene products from men's restrooms. Now, Clemson University is supposed to be a very conservative school. It's not. They were very nice when I visited. They were very sweet and accommodating. I will say that. They do believe in free speech, but they are not a conservative school. In the age of woke, they now are protesting at Clemson University that in the men's restroom, there are no longer feminine hygiene products. Quote, about 50 students marched across Clemson on Wednesday to demand that menstrual products be returned to men's restrooms in the Cooper Library. Take Back Pride holds an annual march, but the main student organizer of the event declared, quote, today we are marching for the reinstatement of menstrual products in the men's restroom in the Cooper Library and throughout campus. I remember I have said before that when I say at some of these events, when I go to donor meetings, you know, I had one recently in Texas, and we had kind of a roundtable thing. I said, the left believes that men can menstruate and men can give birth. And someone says, Charlie, do not exaggerate. They said, don't do that, Charlie. No one on the left believes that men can menstruate. I said, oh, yes, they do. I said, they put menstruation material in the men's restroom. The Biden regime has come out and said that you can chest feed, not breastfeed. They believe that men can lactate if they take enough drugs. This is very sad but true. Most people would rather believe that what the left is up to is just wild exaggeration. Then it's obviously true and then just too powerful to stop. Dylan Mulvaney is Virgin Atlantic's Woman of the Year. This is happening time and time again, that biological men are winning female awards. We could stop these things if we acted early and decisively, but I had to be confronted by a center-right Republican donor who was saying, Charlie, stop exaggerating. People on the left don't believe that. And I said, well, what do you think they believe? He said, oh, they just want trans liberation. Don't exaggerate their positions. And this is one of the reasons why we lose, is our side is constantly making excuses for the left. Some people are so blind to the Overton window, and I, quite frankly, lost my patience. The rest of the room was with me, by the way. This one person was completely out of control. It is a state of absolute denial. So Dylan Mulvaney, a man, wins the Virgin Atlantic's Woman of the Year. And by the way, this is not isolated. I think it was Miss Netherlands or something, or Denmark or something. Biological ugly man wins a woman's, you know, modeling contest. Here it is, cut 152. Biological man Dylan Mulvaney winning female awards. Play cut 152.
The Woman of the Year award, supported by Virgin Atlantic, goes to Dylan Mulvaney.
Hello, London! I am so honored to be here with you all tonight. And, you know, some see me as the Woman of the Year. Some see me as a woman of a year and some change, as I only publicly came out online 560 days ago.
Some see you as a mentally ill man. I do. You're a very disturbed person. Miss Netherlands is a man. Miss Portugal is a man. And what was amazing about that clip of Dylan Mulvaney going up there is the applause. Women love it. Most women are cool with this. I have completely become blackpilled on this. I think most women are perfectly fine with this. They are. I'll be honest. I see Riley Gaines. I see some people complaining. Nothing even close. The winner of Miss Portugal is a man who pretends to be a woman, which means the Miss Universe pageant now has two men in competition for the Miss Universe title. The other man, Miss Netherlands, and Miss Universe is owned by a man who pretends to be a woman. Why do other women compete alongside of this? Why? Because deep down, women, these women are really, really pathetically weak when it comes to this stuff. I'll be honest. They actually want social acceptance. And they don't want to stand up. Women could end this overnight. You know what's so interesting to me is that women can be really nasty to one another. Women can be bullies and they could be catty. Why are the women not bullying these men? What is that all about? And we've been through this before with that offensive lineman that calls himself a woman at the University of Wyoming sorority, basically a white Michael Orr that wants to be involved in the sorority. Massive person, could be a right tackle for the Philadelphia Eagles, Artemis, whatever. Why is it that women are so socially acceptable? And by the way, I know some women are against this. My wife thinks these men are insane. But honestly, men wouldn't put up with this. Women do. Women are more agreeable. Women are too empathetic. Women are too compassionate. Women are too feelings-based. And that's our society. Our society has become so feminized, so quote-unquote open-minded, that they're willing for womanhood as it is just to be completely destroyed because they say, well, if they think that, you know, you are what we are, great. Here's how we should react to it. Play cut 155.
I've got an idea. hit that woman.
Right, let me show you, baby. That ain't no woman. It's a man.
Okay, we shouldn't punch them in the face. The rest is hilarious. For the record, I forgot how that clip went. So, yeah, Artemis Lankford peeped on naked college girls at the University of Wyoming, according to the Gateway Pundit, and was aroused by them. Perfectly fine. No one cares. Most women are okay with this. And honestly, it takes women to be disagreeable and angry. And what's funny, we've said this point before, is that women are fine being disagreeable against Trump. They go march with those stupid pink hats. We're going to blow up the White House and all this. But they're cool with men taking their awards, their positions. Psychologically sick. How's your life been lately? If it feels like mine, it's a never-ending hustle. The constant juggling of responsibilities, the endless to-do list. And now I'm not even talking about how it affects overall well-being, sleep, productivity, and immune system. Stress slowly infiltrates your life, silently robbing you of magnesium, a vital mineral your body depends on. The vicious stress magnesium deficiency cycle, have you heard about it? In terms of stress spikes, your body loses magnesium, sleep becomes elusive, energy and productivity plummet, and stress levels skyrocket. More magnesium escapes your body. So how do you break the cycle? Listen up. I found a game changer. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. Magnesium Breakthrough contains all 7 forms of magnesium, which might support stress management by promoting muscle relaxation, regulating the nervous system, controlling stress hormones, enhancing brain function, boosting energy, and most importantly, improving sleep. I take it 2 capsules before bedtime. It's amazing. Bioptimizers is so confident in their products that they offer you a risk-free 365-day money-back guarantee. If you don't see results, simply claim a refund. No questions asked. It's a win-win. Visit magbreakthrough.com/Kirk and enter code KIRK10 for 10% off any order for a limited time only. Receive special gifts with purchase. This offer is only available at magbreakthrough.com/Kirk. Do not miss an opportunity to improve your well-being in life. That is magbreakthrough.com/Kirk. The American Federation of Teachers is one of the largest teacher unions in the country. There's the NEA, the National Education Association. There's also the American Federation of Teachers. The American Federation of Teachers represents 1.7 million pre-K through 12th grade teachers, paraprofessionals, and other school-related personnel. The American Federation of Teachers and teacher unions in general are the moral equivalent of the Mexican drug cartel. They have done irreparable damage to our country. They have never been held accountable. They get rich. They get powerful. They enjoy prestige while kids literally can't read. Randy Weingarten is the cartel leader. She is El Chapo. Randy Weingarten is lesbian El Chapo who runs the American Federation of Teachers. Randy Weingarten decided to come after Turning Point USA today. Regarding the incident where 2 of our journalists at Turning Point USA and Frontline Reporters went to go ask a youth drag queen show supporter, who's a professor, some very simple questions. That incident, which has now gone viral and we've covered it, but just in case you did not hear it, that professor assaulted our reporter. That professor attacked our reporter, and our reporter defended himself, our cameraman more specifically. The professor attacked our cameraman, and you can see it in this image that we should put up on screen. The professor came up and attacked right there. That is the image. They struck first. However, Randy Weingarten from the American Federation of Teachers, instead of worrying about whether or not inner city kids can read, worrying about whether or not kids can do math at grade level, has sent out an official press release from the American Federation of Teachers. Quote, Randy Weingarten, who is again the moral equivalent of El Chapo, last week's physical assault by Turning Point USA operatives on ASU professor David Boyles is a new low in the ongoing attack against higher education. My statement with AAUP and IM Olvi can be read here. And she writes, in the American Federation of Teachers, union leaders condemn attack on ASU professor. Quote, last week's physical assault by Turning Point USA operatives on Arizona State University professor David Boyles, who teaches LGBTQ plus pop culture and politics and is the co-founder of Drag Story Hour Arizona, is a new low in the ongoing attack against higher education. We commend Michael Crow, ASU president, and Board of Regents chair Fred Duval on their strong condemnations of this attack. The problem is it's a total lie. The professor attacked us. The professor attacked our Turning Point USA cameraman and reporter. And how willing the media has been to cover this up has been repulsive. That single picture debunks the entire thing. This professor, Professor Boyles, went after our cameraman, which started the whole altercation. Now, the American Federation of Teachers, run by Randy Weingarten, is a cartel with a single purpose: prevent any accountability for teachers, maximize their salaries, and prevent parents from having any alternatives. Do you know just 17.5% of Chicago students met expectations in math? That's an improvement over last year. It was 15% the last year. 15%. There are 13 Baltimore schools where zero kids can pass the state math exam. 13 Baltimore schools where zero kids. Zero kids. And yet Randy Weingarten is lying about this video footage that we have. They're intentionally not showing it, where the professor assaulted our cameraman, lunged at our cameraman. Why are they doing this? Well, because Michael Crow and the head of the Board of Regents in Arizona and the American Federation of Teachers, they all have something in common. They don't care about academic excellence. They don't care about the pursuit of virtue or truth. They need a common enemy. And they think they have found one in Turning Point USA. That they've picked an opponent that fights back. We tell the truth, and we do so repeatedly. They don't care about the truth because they don't believe in the truth. And Randy Weingarten, who is one of the most damaging people in the country, she's done such damage to our country, has never been held accountable. Why is she sending out this press release? Her of all people. Because she's trying to drum up a narrative that we're all under attack. You know who's actually under attack? The kids are under attack of the country where you promoted lockdowns all across the country where tens of millions of kids were unable to learn. Do you want to take control of your financial future but don't know where to start? Noble Gold Investments understands. Investing in precious metals may sound very confusing, but the team at Noble Gold Investments makes it quite easy. Let's hear from actual Noble Gold Investments customers. The staff answered all my questions and helped me every step of the way. No pressure sales tactics, just honest guidance. Securing my future is less stressful thanks to Noble Gold's expertise. So don't settle for financial uncertainty. They'll suggest options and see if you can diversify into gold and silver. Right now, Noble Gold Investments is offering a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful bullion coin for qualified accounts. Do not settle for financial uncertainty. Noble Gold Investments has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and countless 5-star reviews. Why wait? Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. So Randy Weingarten thinks that Turning Point USA is the problem. Randy Weingarten thinks that Turning Point USA is the issue. Let's go to the state of Oregon. Oregon has said that students don't need to prove mastery of reading, writing, or math to graduate, because it harms students of color. Oregon high school students won't have to prove basic mastery of reading, writing, or math, OregonLive.com reports, to graduate from high school until at least 2029. The State Board of Education decided unanimously on Thursday, extending the pause on a graduation requirement that started in 2020. In the state of Oregon, you don't have to say that you've learned anything, to be perfectly honest. Leaders at the Oregon Department of Education and members of the state school board said requiring all students to pass one of the several standardized tests or create an in-depth assignment their teacher judged as meeting state standards was a harmful hurdle for historically marginalized students and a misuse of state tests, and did not translate into meaningful improvements in students' post-high school success. High school rates, higher rates of students of color, students learning English as a second language, and students with disabilities ended up having up to take intensive senior year writing and math classes to prove they deserved a diploma. That denied those students the opportunity to take an elective, despite the lack of evidence the extra academic work helped them in the workplace or at college. Hold on a second. I want to make sure I'm reading this correctly. The state of Oregon is saying doing extra work to learn to read, it's not clear if learning to read or write will help you in your life. Higher rates of students of color ended up having to take extra classes to prove they deserved a diploma. Hold on a second. It's not a matter of proving. Can you read? Can you write? If not, you shouldn't be able to graduate. And Randy Weingarten from the American Federation of Teachers, where's her press release about this? Where's Randy Weingarten from the American Federation of Teachers coming out and saying, hey, what's going on here? So now you have entire generations of kids, a whole generation of kids for 9 years that can graduate with a diploma and they cannot read and they cannot write. They cannot do math. OregonLive.com. All to try and crush white supremacy. Despite the lack of evidence, the extra academic work helped them in the workplace or at college. Let's get to another question here. Getting lots of feedback here. Freedom@charliekirk.com and several questions. This one is noteworthy. I'm trying to think of the best one. Let's go to cut five, please. It ties with a question. Let's play cut five.
Would you support Israeli occupation of Gaza at this point?
I think it'd be a big mistake. Look, what happened in Gaza, in my view, is Hamas and the extreme elements of Hamas don't represent all the Palestinian people. And I think that it would be a mistake to for Israel to occupy Gaza again. But to going in and taking out the extremists, Hezbollah is up north, but Hamas down south is a necessary requirement.
This is a mess. There are no easy solutions. They voted for Hamas. They wanted Hamas. There are no simple or easy solutions to this. Money is on, Israel's going to invade. And what is repulsive is how the media, and Joe Biden even, are considering this as moral equivalence. There's this incredibly powerful ABC News clip where you see ABC News say, well, you're killing these kids. Hold on. Who is responsible for women and civilians being killed? Hamas uses them as human shields. Play cut 139.
Now for the deaths of, nearly 3,500 Gazans, a great number of those women and children. You say you're trying to target Hamas.
Fix what you said. You said Israel is responsible for the deaths of 3,500 Gazans. Israel is responsible. Are you sure?
Well, if you bomb areas where there are civilians, that means that Israel is responsible, surely.
No. Those who are responsible are Hamas, who target and shoot rockets from those very locations.
They shoot rockets from hospitals. They shoot rockets from schools. And they use people as human shields. Hamas doesn't care about life. And imagine the brutality it takes to go walk into a kibbutz and to slaughter children. But the reason why the media is allying with Hamas is it's the same narrative as George Floyd. I don't know if this is in English or not, but this is Yawar Sinwar, the head of Hamas in Gaza, panders to the left over the, quote, racist murder of George Floyd. George Floyd was killed as a result of racist ideology. The same type of racism that killed George Floyd is being used by Israel against the Palestinians. We were ahead of the curve here on the Charlie Kirk Show. We said that intersectionality is going to be a central piece of the coalition against Israel. We're going to play this tape. I'm not sure if it's in English. Play cut 124.
أنا أغتنم هذه الفرصة واحنا بنعيش ذكرى القتل المجرم العنصري لجورج فلويد. جورج فلويد قتل في مثل هذه الأيام نتيجة منهجية عنصرية موجودة لدى أشخاص. اليوم هذه العنصرية التي قتل بها جورج فلويد يمارسها الاحتلال ضدنا وضد أهلنا.
Well, you understood the George Floyd part. He's saying that the same sort of racism that was done against George Floyd is the same racism of Israel against Hamas. If you view the world through oppressor and oppressed lens, through victim and victor lens, if you view the world that Gaza is somehow the victim in all of this, then it's completely and totally justified. They say, oh yeah, it's fine. Go and kill women and children. Go on their high holy day. Instead, the pressure needs to be put on the Hamas and the Gazan and the Palestinian Authority. Why do you spend all your money on rockets? Why don't you educate your kids? Why don't you build a good economy? Why don't you teach solid values? Why don't you build something wealthy and prosperous and peaceful? Israel would come to peace in a second. By the way, Israel does not want Gaza. They're happy to back off from it. Happy to. The issue is not Gaza. The issue is that terrorists are controlling Gaza to kill Jews. And now Israel is contemplating whether or not to invade. It could happen at any time. Israel has traded land for peace, land for peace, land for peace. Camp David Accords, Abraham Accords, Oslo Accords. And in fact, look at the Sinai used to be controlled by Israel, the Sinai Desert. They gave it to Egypt in pursuit of peace. So they said, hey, you know, you can have the whole Sinai Desert. Because we care more about peace than we do about land. There are no easy solutions here. But Netanyahu and the head of the Israeli government, who are under a lot of fire right now, they need to be very clear soon to the world and to their allies about what they plan to do. Israel is open to a two-state solution, but terrorists want a final solution. It's going to be tough because any military action that Israel does is going to be used to try to get other Arab partners involved and try to strengthen the resolve of the rank-and-file Muslims in Gaza and Hamas. Oh my goodness, they bombed this, they bombed that. Take up arms, intifada, intifada, which means to throw off. Hamas puts arms in schools. They don't leave them in abandoned buildings. They want this. Hamas is engaging in the propaganda war. And if Israel does decide to invade, which of course they have a right to do, and I support it, it's going to be nasty. And wait till you see the international community turn on Israel. It's going to get really tough for them. And I think Netanyahu knows that. I think Netanyahu is trying to build as much international support as possible before he does a ground invasion of Gaza. And if he doesn't do it, to be perfectly honest, he'll basically send a message that you're able to kidnap, hold hostages, kill women and children with reckless abandon, and kind of get away with it. So they're left with nothing but bad options. The question is, what is the best bad option? One report says that it will take 18 months. I'll be honest, Israel is going to have to move very fast. And I think that's one of the reasons why Israel is waiting. I think they're measuring twice and cutting once. I don't think they want an 18-month war. Israel is used to short, shock and awe type wars. 6 days, 10 days, 14 days, 20 days. They don't like long, drawn-out conflicts. They're not built for it. And so I think Israel is trying to say, can we get this done in 20 days? The tunnels alone to decouple from that. And the problem is Hamas and the PA, they are not evacuating civilians. It's causing a major, major issue. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. As you know, following this week's horrible events, Israel is at war. The people of Israel are under attack from brutal terrorists targeting innocent civilians, including women and children. There's over 1,000 casualties, as well as kidnapping and infiltration of southern Israeli towns. Israel is now retaliating and could escalate with a ground offensive against Hamas militants. The situation is critical, which is why I'm partnering with our friends at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews to rush emergency relief to the hardest hit areas. Call the special phone number 800-492-5454 to make an emergency donation. Again, that's 800-492-5454. Your emergency gift will help the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. save lives, and provide critical essentials needed right now. During this dark time, the need in war-torn areas will be tremendous. The fellowship has extensive network of staff, partner organizations, and more. Immediately respond with life-saving security and support measures. We ask all people to pray for safety and protection. Call 800-235-887 as we rush urgent need right now to help Israel through the International Fellowship of Christian Jews. We're going to talk about a topic of college football. So University of Michigan football team is probably the best team in the country. I think they are. J.J. McCarthy's a special talent. Jim Harbaugh's done a nice job. So Michigan football is under NCAA investigation for sign stealing. Okay, the NCAA is run by Charlie Baker, doing a bad job. This is selective enforcement, okay? This is selective enforcement. This happens all the time, sign stealing. So if sign stealing is you bring someone in person, okay, let's say you're about to play Wisconsin, you're about to play Ohio State, you bring them in person and they come with binoculars, whatever, and they're looking at the sideline and they're correlating signs with what is happening for the next play, right? So slant, option routes, blitzes, whatever it is, right? And so it's not allowed, according to the NCAA. NCAA bylaw in question is 11.6.1, which states, quote, off-campus, in-person scouting of future opponents in the same season is prohibited. Now, I don't know if you guys knew that was a rule in college. You're not allowed to actually send scouts to the stadium of where your future opponents are playing. So if you're about to play Ohio State, you're not allowed to actually go to the shoe and see them play in person. You're only allowed to watch film or watch it on TV. And I think that's silly. I think they should get rid of this rule. My controversial take is to get rid of all the regulations regarding sign stealing. Now, you're not allowed to go watch practice in high school, but in high school, you're allowed to go to the game, obviously. Is that really? You're not allowed to go to the opponent's game? Really? I think you should get rid of all this. I think you got to make it more fun. And by the way, this is about going to the game, not the practice. At least I think that's what they're saying. The point is this, is that this is selective enforcement, and the NCAA has been trying to go after Jim Harbaugh for years. There's a deep state of the NCAA that is going after Jim Harbaugh. You heard it here first. The Michigan fans are going to love me saying this. The Ohio State fans are going to hate it. They have been trying to go after him for years, recruiting violations and sanctions. And by the way, it's a huge part of sports. And in baseball, you know, they went after the Houston Astros, and Andrew is going to just light this chat up right now because, you know, they cheated, they stole, they whatever, all that sort of stuff. I have a different view. I think you should deregulate all of it. I think that you should allow the sign stealing because it's always selective enforcement. It's a huge part of the sport, and it kind of ends up being a gentleman's agreement, to be perfectly honest. And then if a team does it and wins the championship, how do you go back and crawl it back? So I think you have to deregulate it. And then it would also force the offense or force the defense that's doing the signs. You got to change your signs week to week. You have to change how you communicate. You could misdirect based on it. And by the way, Oregon was kind of the pioneer of the hurry-up offense and doing sideline-to-team type signs, right? So this Michigan investigation is ridiculous. The Big Ten Conference considers the integrity of the competition to be the utmost importance and will continue to monitor the investigation. The conference will have no further comment at this time. That's a bunch of trash, okay? I guarantee you Georgia is stealing signs. I guarantee you Alabama is stealing signs. I guarantee it, okay? You're trying to tell me that the only team in the country is Michigan stealing the sign? Give me a break. Producer Andrew really wants me. He says, oh, Charlie, you have to mention that UW beat Oregon. Yes, they did. 100%. It was a tough day. But there's still a Pac-12 championship. Dan Lanning's really got to get his act together, okay? You go for it on fourth down when it's fourth and six, fourth and three. You can punt, okay? It is the last Pac-12 championship. It keeps on going on fourth down. Oregon was poised to win that game. I hate when fans say they should have won the game. That's not fair, okay? It's fair to say they were on pace to win that game. And then they just collapsed. It was not good. Anyway, they invest. I have to, and just kind of as political side note, I find it funny that they investigate like sign stealing, like it's some sort of massive investigation. And you still have these anti-Semites that are teaching college classes. I just think that it's a little bit of a different topic, but it's like the NCAA is really worried about Jim Harbaugh and Michigan stealing signs, right? Meanwhile, it's perfectly fine that Thomas goes into a locker room with Riley Gaines and disrobes and is naked in front of Riley Gaines. Excuse me, NCAA, when I say you are trash. How about NCAA, you do an investigation into biological men that are walking into locker rooms? So one thing that you should regulate is men going into locker rooms and competing female sports. I'll be honest, like, This is a stupid rule in football. It is a stupid rule because this could end up derailing Michigan's season. I could see the deep state opera. It's the same sort of thing that we're seeing in politics. Quote, sign stealing does not violate the NCAA rules unless the team uses in-game electronic equipment to relay the information to players on the field or amongst coaches. The 2023 NCAA football rulebook addresses sign stealing in a general way under a section titled Prohibited Field Equipment. It states that any attempt to record either through audio or video means any signals given by opposing player or team personnel is prohibited. That is a dumb rule. You should get rid of it. The more laws, the less justice. They're trying to go after a team that is poised to win the national title. I don't even like Michigan. I don't like it. Thanks so much for listening. As always, email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel. Straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.